The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt, but it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome now to the Feast of St. James, the first feast of an apostle here in our new church, and our first opportunity to showcase our apostles here in our 12 apostles altar. The mother of James and John comes to Jesus and she says, "Teacher, command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." I don't know how things turned out in the heavenly kingdom, but here at St. Jude Church, her dream has come true. Forever on the left hand of Jesus stands St. James, right? For all time and eternity, her dream, we had to put him somewhere, right? Right. So the architect, whose name was James, looked at the pastor, whose name was James, and said, "Where are we going to put James?" St. Jude has to go to the right side of Jesus, right? That's the place of honor. But St. James, he got the other one. St. James, one of the three pillars of the ancient church, together with Peter and John. St. James, one of three witnesses to the transfiguration of Christ the Lord on Mount Tabor. And St. James, the first apostle to shed his blood for the faith, and the only apostle whose martyrdom is recorded in the New Testament, killed by the sword under King Herod Agrippa. St. James had grandiose plans for his own life, didn't he? You've heard of ambition, okay? But it's hard to imagine anything more ambitious than wanting to be at the right or at the left of Jesus Christ in the heavenly kingdom, right? St. James had grandiose plans for his own life. He wanted to be somebody. Plenty of people in the world, they don't care a lick about power or about money or about pleasure, but they do care so greatly about honor, right? They want to be somebody. Okay, here's the message for today. God wants you to be somebody too. And God's plans for who he wants you to be are far greater than anything you could ever dream up for yourself. But here's the hitch. The path that he has to lead you down to get you there is not a path of your own choosing. It's not a path you'd imagine, and very often, it's not a path you'd understand. And this is why in the gospel, Jesus turns the tables on his apostles, and he says, "You don't really know what you're asking, do you?" He himself would be the King of Kings, but in this world, his only crown would be made out of thorns, and his royal scepter would be a nail through his hands. You don't know what you're asking, do you? But by the time God's grace was done with him, what he had done to St. James didn't begin by any estimable measure of being any kind of soul worth noting whatsoever. St. James once turned to Jesus and asked him to call down fire from heaven to destroy his enemies. Right? At first blush, that's not the kind of guy you'd want to lead so much as a little league softball team, much less to be the first head of the church in Jerusalem. Right? But God saw something in James. He saw the man he created to be, something you want to remember when you face your own weakness. God sees who you really are, believes in who he made you to be, and is leading you down the path that will bring you there if you'll trust him. It's like what St. Paul said in the first reading. We hold this treasure in earthen vessels. Pirates keep their treasure in chests, bound up with big, thick chains. And banks keep their treasure in vaults, buried deep in the earth. But where does God keep his treasure? He keeps his treasure in you. He thinks that's the safest place in the whole world to place it. And the treasure is his grace. And it's perfectly safe if we'll walk with him one step at a time. Just remember this next time you face your own weakness, next time you're faced with a daunting task. Maybe it's a task that you have to accomplish, a reconciliation that you have to work on, or an intervention in someone's life. Just remember this, God's strength begins where your human ability ends. He doesn't ask you to see the whole path. He didn't tell St. James where he was going. He just said, come follow me. And he says the same thing to you. Let's persevere and trust him now, just one step at a time, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. James, pray for us.